Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 18th. Today's devotion is entitled, Listening for God's Whisper. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. The book of 1 Kings recorded Elijah's encounter with the Lord at Mount Horeb. Horeb is another name for Mount Sinai, where God revealed himself to Moses and gave the law. Elijah had experienced God's power on Mount Carmel and had hoped for immediate national repentance. Instead, Jezebel remained defiant, threatening his life, and Israel remained largely unchanged. At Horeb, God revealed himself not through the wind, earthquake, or fire, but through a low whisper. The Lord taught Elijah that his purposes were not always accomplished through dramatic displays of power. God would continue his work through prophetic preaching, faithful servants, providential guidance, and a remnant of 7,000 believers who had not bowed to Baal. The Lord reminded Elijah that his kingdom often advanced quietly and patiently according to his sovereign plan. We often look for God to work through extraordinary events, instant solutions, or dramatic victories. Yet God frequently accomplishes his greatest work through ordinary faithfulness, daily obedience, and quiet providence. When circumstances seem unchanged, we may become discouraged like Elijah. However, God is still at work behind the scenes. This pattern finds its ultimate fulfillment in Christ, who came not in overwhelming power, but in humility and gentleness. Born as a babe in Bethlehem, he brought salvation through sacrificial love rather than spectacular displays of earthly power. As we seek God's direction, we must learn to quiet our hearts, trust his timing, and remain faithful to his calling, listening for his voice. For sometimes, God chooses to speak to us in a low whisper. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for speaking to us through your word and revealing yourself to us through your Son. Help us trust you when your plans unfold quietly and slowly. Give us ears to hear your voice through your word and hearts that remain faithful in every season. Teach us to follow Christ's example of humility and obedience as we listen for your quiet whisper each day. In Jesus' name, amen.